There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
After a serious car accident, people have two questions. Why me and what now? Well, no one knows why you, but I'm Terry Crouppen, and my law firm, Brown & Crouppen, sure can help with the what now. Car repairs, medical bills, lost wages, pain and suffering. We're Brown & Crouppen, and we've got all those answers. All you have to do is call. 222-2222.
The Appliance Discounters has done it again. The only appliance store in the area to offer free replacement installation on Bosch built-in appliances, the finest that money can buy. Come into any of our six showrooms and choose any Bosch built-in appliance, and the replacement installation is on us. You can also receive a rebate of 10% back on your selection of three or more Bosch quality appliances. Highest quality, lowest price, 10% back, free installation. Visit one of our six showrooms now open in Concord Plaza Shopping Center or visit theappliancediscounters.com.
Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn on 590 The Fan and InsideSTL.com.
7:09 in St. Louis. You're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS, and InsideSTL.com from the Johnny Landoff Chevrolet Studios. It's the Appliance Discounter 7 o'clock hour. Doug, look. Hey.
Well, I'm looking, but that's about all I can do. I won't be much good to you this morning. Not after staying up late for that Blues game.
Three on none
break. Yeah, in overtime.
You're going to score on those three out of seven times.
You hope. Yeah.
And they did.
And they did. They did, yeah. Schwartzy got it.
Maybe the Plowhawk was right with this trade Tarasenko thing, because this team does not lose with 91 out.
They haven't lost yet, have they?
Five in a row. How do you do?
Yeah. I mean, they probably would have won the Cup in five.
Yep.
Got to think about that. Traded them last year or so.
And I would have saved the money that I lost on game six.
Well,
so you're thinking, think about that. Could have saved two extra games for the guys this season.
And they'd probably be better because of
that. I don't know if they'd be better. But they do have some young guys that are good and now getting more ice time.
Sammy Blay.
Yeah. McEachern's a pretty good player. Mm-hmm. Fast. Blay's pretty good.
But it's a joke. Tarasenko's a vital.
Oh, yeah. Sure is.
You now feel like you need to clarify your takes.
Well, I do now, yes. After people say I backtrack, that was a take that was real, but now we can laugh and it's fun, but it was real.
You wanted him out of town, did you?
Oh, get him out of town. You kidding me? January 1 last year? Absolutely. Yep. I guess January 1 of this year.
Boy, not much has gone wrong for them since January 1st.
They are the best team in the Western Conference, point total-wise. They have played more games than most teams. And tonight, Doug, well, it's like the Blues and Sharks, except it's the Blues and the Oilers. It's the Western Conference Finals in November as the top two teams in the West meet in northern Alberta.
Yeah, yeah. Oilers are very good, too. You know, of the three losses the Blues have, didn't a couple of them, then they lead by two goals in those games?
Yes. I saw Jeremy Rutherford actually with this Twitter tweet, because as I was looking at it, I was thinking, God, how many games have they lost where you're like, yeah, they're totally out of anything? And, you know, yeah, they should have won all of these games because they had not only they have a lead, but they had the worst lead, the two goal lead.
Yeah, boy, you can't hold on to those.
Here it is. The Blues are 10-3-3, and they held the lead in four of their six losses. They had a two-goal lead in all three of their overtime losses. Overtime and shootout.
Yeah.
One of those was that one on a Monday afternoon against the Islanders, where it was looking like a foregone conclusion they were going to win. All of a sudden, the Islanders had a big rush at the end, and they were able to score two in the last 5 minutes. Another one was, I think, the opener, right? Against Laissez Capital?
Yeah. Yeah, they do have a number of overtime wins, though, so those are games that could have gone against them, too. I guess some of that's just going to happen. But it is an indication that they've been right there for every game. I don't think they've had one of those 5-0 or, 4-1 losses yet, have they? A really bad loss? I don't think they have.
Plowhawk, do you have that data at your disposal?
I don't think we have the score of every game. It doesn't seem like they've had one bad loss yet.
Just one.
Really?
No, I don't know.
We're not looking it up.
No, I wouldn't think you would. Yeah, Rocky would have had that toot sweet.
Rocky is going to text you, Doug. I think that's probably going to get the text inbox going. It's the Design Air Heating and Cooling text inbox. DesignAirService.com, the number one train dealer in the Midwest. And I've decided that it is indeed hard to stop a train. Design Air Heating and Cooling, the official HVAC provider of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. You can text in 855-CUB-TALK. You can email in for the Hot Shots email today, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. The morning after at InsideSTL.com. Bud Light is the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Why don't you pour yourself one and take the edge off to start your day?
Well, it's a little early for me to be drinking. I don't drink much ever. But if I were, it would be a Bud Light, that's for sure.
Boston beat him pretty handily. Yeah, that's correct. God, that was one I should have bet. I was just looking at college football that Saturday, and had I known, well, I should have known, but had I been paying attention, I would have bet the Bruins.
Bruins were loaded for bear.
Yes, that was just kind of one of those intangibles where you bet it. And then L'Habitant got him at home, and that was a little rough. But other than that...
Other than that, easily could have won every game they played.
Hey, guys, did you know that the Love's Truck Stop has the toilet stall doors that are full length and provide the utmost privacy? Me, my Uncle Daryl, and stepdad Dwayne just sometimes go and hang it in one? The problem is, once we look into each other's eyes, there seems to be a lot of hole investigating. Thanks. That's from Frank Drubin's Raw Sewage Report.
Now, does that have anything at all to do with the Blues and the games that we've been talking about? Someone just now wrote that?
Yeah, Frank Drubin's Raw Sewage Report. That's me. I've been swinging raw sewage. I love it. Yeah. I love it.
It was a rather lengthy text. So he probably had that thought last night and thought, I know what I'm going to do. As soon as the show starts, I'm going to send this text. And it'll derail us. It'll take us off the subject we're discussing.
I haven't been to Love's Truck Stop, so I'm kind of going to have to let you guys.
I've been there. I've been to the one in Kingdom City, right on 70, right at the Fulton exit.
How are the guys there, bro?
I didn't look at the guys.
Look, nothing can beat the Love Station there, right on there on, I think it's Petersburg.
St. Petersburg, right sometimes known as Leningrad.
Nope, in Illinois, right past Springfield, Illinois. I'm talking about 10 minutes past all the exits there to the downtown area. And,
you look for kind of an out-of-the-way, secluded
and
spot.
And that's great. McDonald's is that where I tried to get the free biscuit. You know, the free water with the...
Oh,
and the biscuits.
23 cents for the water?
So the Love Station, though, is great. It's huge out in the middle of, you know, right off the interstate there at Petersburg. Yeah. That's my favorite.
And they have great stalls?
They actually have really clean restrooms.
Well, you gotta go, then.
I feel bad for the truckers when you go into one of those and they say, shower 3 is now open. And someone's gotta go and take a shower. What kind of a lifestyle would that be?
And so they have to go in there together? Or just
they don't
to,
go
like,
together.
Expedite?
It's a trucker who's been on the road all night or something, and he pulls into one of those, and they have showers for them.
Imagine two guys look at each other. Yeah, I'm on a tight schedule.
It's not two guys together.
Stall 2.
It is. That's not what this is.
Back to back.
My point is that they lead a really difficult lifestyle when you have to pull into a truck stop and sit around and wait for them to call your shower number.
Especially when you gotta go too deep.
You don't go too deep.
Well, who's going to wash your back?
Well, you just do it yourself.
Okay.
You think those truckers bring loofahs with them?
I don't know. I mean, do you wash your own back in the shower?
Yeah.
Or do you have a loofah?
No. Maybe a wash rag.
I mean, my semi would be so set up. I would have a hot plate. I'd probably try to have a 50-inch flat screen.
While you're driving?
No, not while I'm driving, but I would just sweep because they sweep in their vehicles. I would have it set up to where I would never want to leave my truck.
Really?
Yeah, because I can sleep
like
in
a very fun.
I
life.
Can sleep in small spaces, so I imagine you could fit like an ottoman back there.
You can't fit an ottoman back there. Maybe in the trailer part, but not in the back seat. There.
Doug, I just stopped at Love's this past weekend, and while taking a grumper, I heard the condom dispenser being used, and it really made my thoughts wander. That's from Kay in Southtown.
It took us 5 minutes to go from the subject of how good the Blues are to going to the bathroom at truck stops. What's wrong with us?
Where's Love's?
This one text got us right off the rails. That's all it took is one text.
Is that out by Kingdom City?
What?
Love's?
Yes, I just explained that. That's the exit there at Kingdom City. Or I think it's Highway 54.
And they're a new sponsor.
They're not even anywhere in the show. No.
I've been heterosexual all my life, but this guy lured me here. Oops, I guess I'm gay now.
That was out of context. There's a McDonald's there. There's a big truck stop on the other side of the... What was that
well-known restaurant there, that truck stop restaurant.
Big Boy.
No, not Big Boy.
Show me on the doll where the twink touched you.
I forget the name of that.
We used to eat there all the time when we go either to a...
Are we on Big Boy now?
Huddle House? No, not Big Boy. The restaurant you're talking about. I can't think of the name
Huddle
of it.
House.
No, it's not the tunnel. It's just like a one. It's not a chain.
Something. Is it something Garden?
Geiger's or something?
Something Garden, I think.
I don't know.
Delmar Garden.
But it's across 54 from Love's, where the bathroom stall.
Yeah, we used to. The McDonald's with the indoor playground.
Well, so they all have an indoor playground, but there is a McDonald's right there. I've stopped there many, many times.
No, we go trout fishing up in Rock Bridge. We'd always stop there for breakfast.
Where's Rock Bridge?
In Rock Bridge, Missouri.
Isn't that the high school?
This show is so stupid.
Right outside Kabul.
Kabul. Doug, that, of course, is in Afghanistan.
Yeah. I had a fraternity brother from Kabul, but I'm not completely sure where that is either.
Quaint little city.
Doug, you're thinking of Iron Skillet.
Jabab.
No, I'm not thinking of Iron Skillet.
Getting a lot of texts that say Jabab. You're thinking about Iron Skillet.
No, it was a truck stop with a well-known name there.
I think it was Garden something.
I don't think it was.
Guys, I think it's Duke's.
No, it's not Duke's. Doesn't Duke get enough advertising on this show?
They got a Love's campus.
Everybody thinks you're talking about the Iron Skillet.
Well, maybe the Iron Skillet was the name of the restaurant inside this truck stop that had a different
Jasper's.
Name. That's it.
Because Bob Costas talked about how he would stop at Jasper's on his way back to St. Louis after calling Missouri basketball games.
That's it. Yeah. Jasper's.
It used to be called Iron Skillet, or maybe it used to be called Jasper's. I don't know.
It's a big place. It could be, like I said, it could be the and restaurant
so
inside of it.
That was known for a great hookup spot.
No, it had nothing to do with the hookup spot.
Well, then why are
you
talking
about it?
Where
you go to get gas, and an Arnold Palmer, or in my Diet Coke addiction days, I would get the biggest Diet Coke they had.
And a shower.
I didn't get a shower.
Her first thing was anal.
It was an hour and a half from home. I can wait. I'm not going to stop.
Gabby Carter?
And take a shower at a truck stop, being an hour and a half away from home.
Doug, Mr. Jones wants to talk about it all.
Okay. Hello, Jonesy.
Hey, how's it going? You're talking about out there in Kingdom City, correct?
Yes.
The Gaspers. It was G-A-S-P-E-R-S.
Doug, is it Gaspers or Jaspers?
I think you're right. I think it's
Gaspers.
They now have an Arby's attached to the gas station. It used to be a restaurant, diner thing, and you would be able to get the worst skillet sirloin in the state.
Yeah. Mr. Jones, are you Mr. Jones of the swinging couple?
I surely am, sir.
Oh. How are things going with that?
Things are going just dandy. Actually, last weekend we were a little active with a friend of ours.
A friend?
A friend, yeah.
So you lured, was this a male or female friend?
Female. A female. Female.
You know about it?
No, I just... no, if it's a threesome, it's always a female.
I thought the MMF was more popular.
Much more popular.
For me, it is, yeah. But...
That's where you start to learn things is the MMF, and then you realize, you know, it's kind of gay, so let's go ahead and do the MFF.
Yeah.
Nice lady and her husband come up and ask me to join him in the pool.
So,
it's only as gay as you make it.
That's my credo. So, Mr. Jones, what happened? Was this a friend who you and your wife knew, and she was straight as an arrow, and you guys lured them to your chambers and engaged?
There were some tendencies, you know, some bicurious tendencies.
What were the tendencies that you picked up? Because I'd like to see this.
Some flirting, a little touching, especially with a little bit of the liquor involved.
Oh, Jack.
I'm telling you, it's a good show.
And this was
good
at time. Gaspers? You met this other trucker?
No, sir. I haven't been to Gaspers in probably a good decade or so. I just know of it.
Okay.
So where did you have your threesome at your place or her place? How does this all work out?
Her place. Her child was with the grandmother and
nice.
You know, how are you, honey?
Husband was out of town. So.
Did you say her husband was out of town?
That's an accurate statement. Yes.
Hold on a second now, Doug. Things just got a little complicated here.
Yeah, did her husband know?
Yeah, he knows. He just chooses not to participate.
Hold on a second. I want you to stay on the line here. Plowhawk, is this a cuck situation?
So where is the guy? Is he out renting movies?
He was working out of town. No, there's no cuck there. He wasn't there to cuck. He just knows.
So he gave.
Well, isn't that cucking?
Now, unless he gave his wife permission fool around, then there's no cucking.
Oh, okay.
That's correct.
So, Plowhawk, do you agree with that?
Yeah, if he's not there, certainly odd. But, you know, do what you got to do.
So that's not a cuck.
No.
No.
I would think that's a total, I thought that was a total cuck situation. I am so confused. So
no, because it's not cheating because he gave her permission.
So he did give her permission, Mr. Jones.
Oh, yes.
Why wouldn't he want to be there?
He's a little shy, so he's,
you don't have
he's
to
got
do
some
anything.
Insecurities. Well, he's got some insecurities that he just, you know.
Really?
Okay.
He was an absentee cucky.
There you go. Yeah. We can go with that. You know, there's absentee voting. We can go with absentee cucky.
Now, right. Was there a potted plant there for Tim or someone to hide behind?
Yeah.
No, not currently. It's not that time of year. I mean, there were some mums earlier, but they're already done.
Mums. That would be small.
So were you involved in this, or were you just watching?
Oh, yeah, I was involved.
And So did you engage in coitus with this?
With both, yeah.
You did?
Yes, sir.
Was the husband out of town, was he aware that you were going to be banging his wife at his house?
Yes, sir.
All right. See, are you guys still saying that this is not a cuck situation? Because I'm telling you, I don't understand the definition.
Because he had permission.
That's the key.
I know people that are like what happened with Mr. Jones and his wife, that the woman is more into swinging than the husband. But the husband knows that, hey, if this is what you enjoy and it helps our marriage and it makes you happy, I'm all for it. Go ahead. I just don't want to participate. And so they will give the woman permission. But if the woman doesn't call and say, I got this couple I want to be with tonight,
it's a cuck situation.
Do you mind? And if he says, no, go right ahead. You know, I'm all for this. But if she does it without telling her husband, cheating, cucking.
Doug, do you understand? Correct. I feel like I've had it explained.
Starting to understand.
There's a lot to it.
Hi, Iggy.
Well, I got to go, guys.
Did Pete call you? Did you call
a couple
us?
Situations.
I don't understand what the hell is going on. Well, it was a great call about a truck stop that led to much more. Happy threesomes to you and your wife as we approach the holidays.
Thank you, sir. Have a good one.
All right. There's Mr. Jones. We called him. Sorry to bother him.
Thank you, Jonesy.
He's getting breakfast ready for the family.
Mm-hmm. But he had stopped at Gasper's.
I love how the story started out. Well, the kid was with the grandmother, you know? So
yeah.
They wanted to lay that
foundation.
The kid
was with the grandmother, and this guy was out of town, and he said, sure, let the Joneses come over and bang you.
Can you imagine that? You're out to just at a movie by yourself out of town. What the, honey? Oh, the Joneses? Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you can bang them for sure. I'm going to go get my juji fruits.
Guys, 100% chance the only threesome Mr. Jones has had is with his right hand and then his left hand using bleach's lube. Thanks.
No.
That's from the Arby's Kingdom City Manager.
Okay.
Huh. No, I believe I believe Mr. Jones.
Well, they've actually been in studio. Yeah.
Maybe they were.
I've never met
him,
but I believe his story.
Joneses are legit.
And they do MFFs? Like, it sounds like it.
Well, I guess they just did.
But then what did he say? It's only as gay as you make it on an MF.
Well, yeah.
Pete, there's another shirt.
Gay sex is over here in this room.
What up, cat?
It is very possible. In fact, it happens almost all the time where people will just go to the truck stop, fill up with gas, maybe use the restroom, maybe grab a bag of chips and a drink, and move on. There's nothing else going on.
He's texting you pee-pee pics.
Plowboy is sending a message in the supply and sys counter at 7 o'clock hour. Once you bring up Rocky's name, it's like bringing up Apollo Creed to Rocky, and
that's
he responds.
Right. I'm in the middle of Russia working out in a barn right now.
That's right.
Kind of getting
Rocky
ready.
IV, Ivan Drago, how do you do?
Isn't there still that enormous gift and candy shop right there at that stop also?
The Walnut Bowl.
Something like that. I mean, how many people need to stop on the highway in Fulton and pick up some gifts? This is just what we needed right now. This is such a beautiful area, this stretch of Highway 70. We need to remember we were here. What's up with that? How could that stay in business?
Well, you're heading down under the Shepherd of the Hills, and somebody wants a gift, and you forget, so you're stopping at a Walnut Bowl.
Shepherd of the Hills, that's Springfield. That's a long way away.
Caller Dan is listening. He's got my number, so he's texting because he's not able to call in right now. And he does get a little nervous when he calls in. Doesn't it sound like he gets a little nervous?
Yeah.
But he said, Mr. and Mrs. Dotem are not happy with your cucking talk. They're taking Deke for a breakfast sandwich this morning, and they're a little upset with this type of talk. That's Dennis and Denise, the father and mother of Deke.
Jim Mays was telling me on the way to the ballpark, wanted me to pass along a note from the Dotem family. He met Mr. and Mrs. Dotem and their son, Deke.
Okay.
And they want to say hi to family and friends back home in St. Louis. That's from the Dotems.
Oh, it wasn't really. Come on.
One of the best broadcasters in baseball.
I don't think
And he ran into the Dotems, and he just wanted to pass it along.
know. Like, would Dottie Light, like, does she think when she's watching that, like, who are the Dotems?
Of course. What, they're what probably, she's just noise.
That's their fourth shout-out.
She's changing the E5 to a hit on her scorecard and complaining about Carlos's hair. Let's see what we got here. I can't go home from the zoo without some saltwater taffy, Daddy. That's from KG and O-Tons.
You don't need,
I guess,
saltwater. Have you ever said, God, what I wouldn't give for some saltwater taffy
yes,
right
yes,
now?
Yes, yes, yes. It's one of the best. Like, the big bag of saltwater, outside of the black licorice and the peppermint, the one that I like is that caramel apple one.
Yeah.
That strawberry banana.
Every tooth right out of your mouth.
I think a tangerine or an orange. Yeah. I don't mind saltwater taffy.
Oh, God, it sounds horrible.
Iggy's definition of cucking is 100% the opposite of cucking. In porn, where the guy is well aware of it and he watches, yet it is defined as cucking. It's from Beer Cats.
Change is hard.
The swinger just agreed with me, so I don't know what to tell you.
Who's that, Mr. Jones?
Yeah.
You ever have any desire to join Jonesy and the Smitties and the Swingers?
I've never
community?
Met them. The Smiths I've talked to.
You haven't met the Jones have been in studio.
I don't think I was part of the show then.
Really? All right.
Smiths I've talked to.
Yeah, the Smith, Mr. Smith told the story of how it happened the first time. He was at a Mizzou game, and he started talking with his buddy about them sleeping with his wife, and then they drove home from the game. It was still going on. Plowboy, you'd never leave a Mizzou game early in Columbia.
That's a perfect story on so many levels, because they weren't paying attention to the game, more than likely a blowout, and they left before it ended. And kind of like tradition.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of how we watch football. Well, I guess.
Got to start somewhere,
let's do,
Doug.
Let's do a good time for that particular group.
Doug, we went to, this is somebody first-person plural texting, and we went to William Woods University. We used to go up to Ozark Land in Kingdom City just to hang out. Total pony. Thanks. That's from the 660.
I think that's what that gift store is called, Ozark Land. It's like red with white stripes on the side of it.
Guys, sometimes people need to pick up fudge before hitting the truck stop bathroom for shenanigans due to constipation.
From
Carlos Spicy Wiener, who is looking to win the month of November's Hot Shots email of the month.
How would that help?
Oh, God. Can you imagine just opening up a big bag of fudge?
Fudge. Does anybody eat fudge?
Going to have gay sex at a truck stop.
You know how much fudge I brought home from Pigeon Forge and Gatlinburg?
Doug, that's a rhetorical question, I think.
What's Pigeon Forge?
I would guess. But
it's right outside Gatlinburg. It's like Gatlinburg, but it's just a long strip of tourist stuff.
Nice.
Go-karts, putt-putt. Yeah. Moonshine.
Old money.
Yeah.
Fudge.
Yeah.
Every other shop is a fudge shop.
And how much did you get?
I got a ton of fudge.
What'd you do with it? What'd you do with
walnut? I brought it home. It's hard to get good fudge in St. Louis.
You put that in the refrigerator?
Or? Yeah.
You still have it?
Well, it was 3 years ago, so.
How was it?
It was good.
They used to have that big fudge shop at Union Station. So they'd watch the guys make it. They'd yell at you and walk by.
Yeah. There wouldn't be a very big line.
There used to be a big line of people watching them.
Yeah, but not purchasing.
Apparently not. It's not there anymore.
Guys, it's only as gay as you make it. Really should be the show motto going forward. Thanks. That's from Stepdad Gary.
Gary.
Guys, Mr. Jones sounds like he's way more into MMMs. He's a liar. That's from Bobby and Szilard. We've met the Joneses. I can tell you, they've been in the studio.
Sure they have.
So I know that the Joneses are real.
They're good people.
They seem to be a big hit, too. Maybe we ought to have them back.
Come on in, Joneses. See what's doing.
Get them in the cuck studio.
That's never been used, as far as I can tell.
There's equipment there. It just needs a mic and some cords.
Thank God somebody texted in about that truck stop in Kingdom City. Otherwise, I don't know what we would have had.
Yeah, there's our first half hour. That's it. That's the show. We couldn't be more sorry.
Doug, no need to go to Kingdom City. We can just meet at the Loves on North Broadway. I don't know if that will make it easier for you. You don't have to drive.
I think I've seen that. As you drive down 70 there by the city, you can see it off the highway.
So you're going to go there?
I don't think so. No. I don't have any plans for that.
Hi, guys. I'm headed to the airport. This is from Beer Cats again, Iggy, for a trip to Austin. Can you recommend any nice restaurants while I'm in town? Also, happy early birthday to Lady Beer Cats. Her birthday is tomorrow. It's from Beer Cats.
Oh. Well, happy birthday.
So
Lady
many
Beer
layers
Cats.
There for is. Iggy to...
I know. Is he like saying, hey, I'm out of town? That's kind of how I took it.
I'm starting to think that way.
I mean, that's one of the worst.
That's what you think was going on?
It's my wife's birthday tomorrow. I'm out of town. Make sure you tell her happy birthday tomorrow.
So what do you think he's trying to say?
I'll call her.
And you're going to call her?
Why does it...
You're going to call a gal?
No, I'll text her and wish her happy birthday.
And I never understood the dinner recommendations. Like, Yelp is a huge business. Like, and when you're... Like, your location on your Google Maps, you can just look what's near you and look at the five-star reviews, even how expensive it is. You don't need anyone else guiding you to a restaurant. We have eliminated that.
It's just someone saying, hey, I'm going out of town.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And it is.
So it's a look at me?
Oh, it's an absolute look at me.
Really?
Probably so.
This definition just sent in from Juan Pablo, the pool boy. Cucking. To enjoy... arranging for and watching other men have a rough, demeaning sex with one's wife, often perceived as a masochistic, humiliating experience for the husband, as opposed to normal swinging. I would have never guessed the neighbor was into cucking until he asked me to bareback his wife like a cheap whore in front
okay.
of him.
Okay.
Is short for a cuckold.
Gentlemen of the Pips, does that match your definition? Which does seem to be a moving target.
Look, like, you know, and you know,
you okay? Are you having a treat?
Look, I'm really into the big Texas cinnamon rolls right now.
Oh, are you?
It's a big problem.
I can't see it. Pick it up. I'd like to see what the Texas
cinnamon rolls are. That is a big cinnamon roll, Jack. That's why they call it a Texas.
It doesn't look that big. What makes that Texas?
It wasn't that big. I just ate 3/4 of it.
Oh, did you?
Anyway. Cinnabon
or something.
Oh, like when you look at Webster Dictionary, there's like 1A, you know, 1B, 2, you know, there's a lot of definitions for just one word.
Sure.
Cuckolding, for me, number one, and there has to be a potted plant. And you have to be in the room watching. Am I incorrect on you have to be in the room watching?
Yeah, but that's not a cuck.
That's the whole point.
What
of
is it then?
Well, I've done that. I've been part of it, and a guy watched. Well, I'm not cucking his wife. He's sitting right there.
Were you, like, yelling at him while that was going on?
No, I told him, easy Spielberg, when he started directing
but
me.
But he's right. Cucking you. What I'm saying is...
That guy's cucking Iggy?
Yeah, so that guy has to be... Or is Iggy cucking him? Is the guy having sex being cucked or... getting cucked or being the cuck?
I think it's the guy who has to watch.
I think those are the same definition.
The guy who has to watch, who's had his significant other taken from him.
Yeah, that's the cuck. That's hard to explain.
Well, it's not that hard to explain. Someone takes your wife and you have to watch. There.
That's the easy
wife or
definition.
Girlfriend, I guess. Isn't that it? Isn't that the basis
yeah,
of
Doug,
it?
You're
am I
it. Yeah.
All right.
I had trouble trying to explain it.
Anyway.
Why are we so fascinated by it? We talk about it darn near every day. Why is that the overreaching theme of almost every show we do?
All we did was have a great talk on a truck stop in Kingdom City, and it got off the rails, and it's a shame.
All we're doing is answering questions.
That's right.
You ask questions, we'll ask it.
I'll answer
Beercast real quick. I've been to Austin a couple times.
All right. You got any food wrecks?
Great barbecue, obviously. The only place I remember going, because we went to a few, but... I think it was called Trulux.
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 Truck stop?
No, it was a great steak, actually.
Oh, is it? Didn't we read the other day that Austin has the worst traffic in America now?
Yeah. Yep.
It's growing so fast, they don't have the infrastructure.
Couldn't catch up.
Yeah. They're going to have recommendations. Anybody know any place to get an Uber?
Oh, yeah. Well, how about the app on your phone?
People get upset when I see that sometime on Facebook. Hey, heading to... blah, blah, blah. Any recommendations? Then I'll just type in Google.
Doug on the phone lines, Mr. Jones is back.
Oh.
Title of what he wants to talk about, cucking.
Okay.
I have just a moment, boys, but the husband is definitely watching. There does not necessarily have to be a potted plant behind.
That's just
but,
how I like
but,
it.
But, yeah, the husband is usually watching. There's also the cuck queen where the wife watches the husband rail, and I've been on
the husband
both ends
rail.
Of that set.
What's that mean?
Rail another broad. Rail another broad.
I was thinking noun, you meant verb. Wonderful.
That's like a unicorn.
Oh, you mean like, you know, like a rail of Coke? No.
Nope. Like a railing, like a banister. Jeff Banister, was he a third baseman?
You still use a rail on your bed so you don't fall out of it?
I like where Jones.
No, I do, actually. I don't need that.
Now I'm confused, but, Jonesy. I'm confused. Jonesy.
A vasectomy really helps be able to cuck other guys, just so you know.
It confuses me, though, because you said, and we both agreed, that...
Yeah, I misinterpreted. I'm sorry. I am driving. It is kind of what I do, so...
And you can't talk on the phone and
drive? Well, I can, but I have to pay attention to other things as well, so sure. I might miss the term.
But didn't we agree that you weren't cucking the husband of this girl the other night?
Because he was not there.
So if he would have been there, he would have been getting
he's
cucked.
He's just allowing me to plow his wife while he's not around.
Okay, yeah. Jonesy.
Are these cucking things? Are these gentlemen restrained?
He does not like to watch, so therefore he does not get cucked.
Okay, but if he were there and he were on board with it, he would have been getting cucked.
Correct.
That makes no sense.
I agree. I don't think it makes sense.
No.
Read the definition the other person sent you. That's the definition. There you go. I got to go, boys. Have a good
sorry again to bother you. Twice we've bothered
our cuck correspondent.
I mean, because at Hedo, when I'm approached, it's by both of them, and the husband says, I don't like to participate. I just like to watch. He's giving me permission to have sex with his wife.
Yeah, but he's
just
watching.
Like this girl got permission.
Freak going right there. Is that Texas cinnamon roll still?
I do believe you have to be watching or in the room to be a cool
I thought
couple.
They could be a voyeur. A
I thought,
voyeur.
Yeah. Then you're on board. But I thought the definition of cuckolding actually goes back to Shakespeare when a gentleman's wife was cheating on him because it comes from the cuckoo bird, which is infamous from going into other people's, other birds' nests. That's where cuck came
but
from.
But when you go to websites such as X-Hamster and YouPorn and Pornhub.
Lean on X-Hamster or Shakespeare?
Well, and you type in cuckold, it's not a Shakespearean, play going on. It's a dude watching his wife, just
while she berates him.
Yeah.
Berates him.
Well,
we get into the different definition between cuck and porn cuck.
That's one of those. Yeah.
The subcategory.
Yeah. Anytime you watch cuckolding on porn, there's always the wife having sex with another man while the husband is in the corner, sometimes with a dunce cap on.
I've never seen
and
that.
And he's sucking
that.
His thumb and she's berating him.
What in the hell is that?
You little boy, look at this is a real man over here.
And he's sitting there with a dunce cap and sucking his thumb. Doug, I've seen a lot of stag, and if that popped up, I would just breeze right past it.
It's 23 points for the Blues.
Imagine bringing up that.
It's a 16 game.
Oh, man.
The remarkable thing is the Blues' goal differential is only a plus two.
So there's many definitions of cucking.
10-3-3 with a plus two goal difference.
You imagine being the guy that has to bring the dunce cap to, the set?
There are six other teams with a better goal differential just in the West.
Tim, I'm going to Vegas tomorrow with my wife, but I can stay home and let you go in my place as long as you take care of her real nice, because you're the best. Thanks. That's from Greg.
Brother. Greg, go see our friend Randall over at Kraft Steakhouse.
Oh, that is a good recommendation on that one.
Yeah, I told my niece to go. My niece is, her husband, they got married Saturday. He had to go out of town to Vegas with his company Monday, and then she's going down today to meet him. And they actually have Blue Man Group performing for their company.
That'll be wonderful.
Do they?
Then they hang.
What exactly do they do?
I don't know. I couldn't pay money to watch three dudes bang on drums and blue faces.
Is that cucking?
It's just stupid.
Is that what they do? They play the drums?
They sit up there and bang around on stuff with blue faces.
Timmy the Tickler is banty AF with you guys, as in the Pips, for not understanding cucking. He is banty AF. Timmy the Tickler, Doug, your favorite caller?
No, he's kind of a weasel. he is kind of a weasel.
Well, unfortunately, he gets through our fortress to get on the air on the phone lines by representing his names like Bill. And then we'll go to him and he's like, it's Timmy the Tickler.
Of course.
Doug, Ryan Kelly makes this show possible. We're going to be doing the show from Ryan Kelly's offices tomorrow. He's going to be here. I don't know if you saw, there was an email, right? Was there not an email?
Yes.
Yeah, that's how I knew. Ryan Kelly to promote the climb for the kids. He's headed to Ecuador to climb for 9 days. Holy moly cockatoli.
That's a lot of climbing.
I wish he'd take me. I just help with their water and things like that.
You think you could survive a 9-day climb up to the top of a mountain?
No, I mean, I would meet them at the bottom when they get done.
Can you imagine?
Well, who's going to take the water then?
Well, I'll give them water to bring up. When they come down, I'll be waiting with some water and some...
But it's 9 days. They're going to need more water. They're going
to
run out.
He gets in the group picture just for being down at base camp.
It just doesn't seem like that's going to be a lot of help to them. Anyone could give them a bottle of water.
I just want to go to Ecuador.
Yeah, I'd like to go too. Well, Ryan Kelly is there doing things for other people again. He also does a lot of things for the veterans. He's got this thing called the Hero Loan. It is their VA loan program where they pay for the appraisal. They do all the VA paperwork for you, and they close VA loans in 14 days. Nobody else does that. Thank you to our veterans and service members, active and retired. If you're VA available, there isn't a better loan out there. Your interest point could be a full point lower, and there's no PMI. You can buy a home with no money down and refinance 100% of the value of the home. Ryan Kelly likes to take care of the veterans and the first responders. They do more loan programs than any other lender out there. If a loan can get done, the home loan expert does it. They offer loans without income verification, underwritten fully in-house at the home loan expert office. They can do a loan for just about anybody, VHA, VA, jumbo, conventional. They do them all. Thinking about refinancing or buying a home, why would you go anywhere else? Work with the experts. They have that five-minute loan approval only available at thehomeloanexpert.com. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month refinancing or buying a home. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. Thank you, Ryan Kelly. Thank you, Sir Mortgage.
Tim, you're absolutely right, but I figured Webster's Dictionary is too highbrow for this show. That's from Juan Pablo the pool boy. Doug, what am I absolutely right about?
I don't know. Probably with everything in his eyes.
Thank you. There are three types of cuckolded men: the submissive, the forced bisexual, and the voyeurs.
Oh, I don't like the forced bisexual.
That might be the name of my fantasy baseball
that
team.
That sounds horrible. God, that sounds awful.
The cuckolding fetish: when your wife's cheating turns you on, Aurora Snow. What is it, Aurora Snow?
I don't know that term either now.
I'm learning so much.
We should probably stop reading some of that.
Plowboy, are you polishing off that Texas?
Yeah, I'm on the inside now.
Oh, you got an entire mouthful. Oh, my word.
Guys, Plowboy is particularly high today. Well done on the strain.
It's a good topic.
It's not that good a topic.
All we were doing was talking about truck stops. We actually were talking about the Blues and their 3-on-0 breakaway to win the game in overtime.
How did that get us to the truck stop?
I have no idea.
Well, we broke that down pretty well, so we moved on.
Okay. We talked about it for like 30 seconds. It was something we'd never seen before in hockey.
But it was a great take.
Have you ever seen a 3-on-0 break?
It looked like a drill, like at the end of practice.
Yeah. And two of the Canucks just fell all over each other.
Yeah, down in
sprawling,
the blue zone.
I love that overtime method, that 3-on-3. That's so much more interesting than the way they used to do it. Yeah,
I mean, it used to be that you'd be like, oh, maybe somebody will score. Most likely they won't. It's going to go to a shootout. Now, the shootout is much more rare than it was initially, right? It's got to be.
Yeah, seems like it. Yeah, it has been this year for the Blues, definitely.
Blue Man Group is 1,000 times more successful than your incompetent, boot-faced, D-list celebrity interviewing baseball mitt ass. Ray King, a Blue Man Group fan who does not like
I didn't say they weren't.
And they're worth $50 million.
They are?
Yeah.
But I don't know what they do. They paint their faces blue and they get up on stage and dance around and bang drums, don't they?
Million. They've been doing it for a while.
But they're very popular in Vegas. But yeah, they're more entertaining and
successful
and a lot of other things than me,
combined, in a big way.
Mr. Jones just DM'd me on Facebook.
He's not done.
He wants to know where the studio is nowadays. It sounds like they might be making a return like Jordan.
Oh, well, that would be
Maybe that'll be great since you haven't met the Jones, apparently.
Kirkwood, come on by.
Kirkwood, the water's warm.
Huh.
Sounds like he's busy, though.
When the Kirkwood Brewhouse here opened, originally you were going to have a swingers portion of the bar.
That was my contribution, but I don't think it ever took.
It didn't.
Surprisingly. Yeah. I would have thought it would have been perfect.
With a sign and everything right by it. Wouldn't that be a fun thing to do at a bar, just put swingers only?
And then rope it off.
Yeah.
Guys, if we keep talking about this,
instead of the Cardinal press conference yesterday. Does that mean that the Mozeliak extension did not happen? Thank you. That's from the 636. Plowhawk, were you banty yesterday?
I was not.
You were not?
I mean, I don't know if I necessarily understand it. I didn't know his contract was coming to an end, or I didn't know when it was ending, so maybe it was the right time to extend. As you know, I'm not a huge fan of some of the signings, but you can't complain about making it to the NLCS. It's really hard to do any moves or, you know, bash anybody when you do make it four games from the World Series. They got destroyed in the NLCS, but...
Matter of opinion.
Yeah, well, they got absolutely rolled. But, I mean, I guess, you know, if it ain't broke, you know, no need to...
When they list off... The accomplishments of this current regime.
I agree.
How in the world could you do anything other than say, yeah, let's keep going? You couldn't.
I'm kind of surprised about all that. I didn't know what to really expect of the press conference. Nothing was really leaked, so.
No, it wasn't.
Pretty surprised.
Wasn't huge news.
That's it.
Mike Schilt, 3-year contract.
That's the big one.
Yeah. Yeah, I nobody could have been surprised by any of that. Could you? You'd surprise if it was something other than that.
Hard to be banty, although you know, this team does need some, you know, major pieces added to it. But you know, it's November, so they have plenty of time.
Derek Gould's story, which I would recommend reading in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and STLToday.com, the focal point he says was on the word continuity. Continuity.
Yeah. Well, they've had the same group together for quite a while. Huh? I guess Schilt hadn't been manager for a long time, but he's been in the system. Yeah, and they said. We had heard there was some talk, I don't know who brought it up, about Matt Carpenter maybe being in the outfield next year. They shot that down in a hurry. Mozeliak said, that's not happening.
Third base.
Yeah. And they did sound like that they were going to give him every shot again to be there.
That's the problem with the whole thing is he should not really get a legitimate look.
Oh, well, how could you say that? What if he bounces back and he's really good in spring training or something? Carpenter has been an awfully good player here for a long time.
Yeah, but this is about the age where you have. I mean, he did the Alan Craig type regression to where it just came to a screeching halt.
He had a very poor season. But nonetheless, he has been a really good player for a long time. They're not going to just throw him under the bus at this point. They're not going to say that anyway.
Being a bench player isn't throwing him under the bus.
No,
it could very well be
that that's what he's going to be. But they're not going to publicly come out and say, "Yeah, boy, we sure made a lousy." Signing extension there.
Well,
we're
going to
put him on the bench and use him as a pin. They're not going to say that.
But he did say he had high hopes for Matt Carpenter. I think you could have worded that differently. I don't know what you saw from last year and being a year older. I mean, high hopes for what?
High hopes that he doesn't have another year like that. And I suppose it would be unusual if they were to come out and say, yeah, we're going to make wholesale sweeping changes. We're going to really go big in the free agent market and trade some. They're not going to say that either. It was about what you would expect, about the only thing you can say at this point.
Did talk about giving younger players opportunities. Sounds like they're high on Lane Thomas.
Yeah, he did look good when he was there. He didn't get much pub at all coming up to the system. He never heard the name until he was on the Major League roster, but he played well when he was there.
Adam Wainwright is going to pitch. Rick Hummel made it sound like it was not necessarily a sure thing, but he has decided to pitch. But the Cardinals have not worked out a deal, and it will take a different offer than the incentive-driven deal the veteran had for 2019, per Derek Gould.
I think he reached all of his incentives. Didn't he make he wound up making like $10 million?
He did. So he's a free agent now, and theoretically he can play the market if he wanted to.
Yeah.
With regard to Marcell Ozuna, the Cardinals extended that qualifying offer. The sides will talk in the coming week about his return to the team. The Cardinals are hesitant to enter into a long-term deal, and Ozuna might emerge as the best available outfielder on the market. The Cardinals intend to invite change by opening up a position in the outfield for Lane Thomas, Tyler O'Neill, Randy Arozarena, and top prospect Dylan Carlson to challenge Harrison Bader in center or take over in a corner position.
They've still got Fowler and Martinez under contract out there.
I mean,
too.
Could you have any more question marks on every single guy they just named is not necessarily an everyday player? I mean, they didn't really sniff at Randy Arozarena towards the end of the
year
in the playoffs. I mean, Lane Thomas was productive, but didn't have that many at bats. Harrison Bader, it's the Harrison Bader thing again, to where they see a small sample size and go, oh, analytics say in a 162 game season he can hit X. when that really doesn't happen. It's just really a lot of faith in guys that, I mean, Tyler O'Neill, I don't see it. I don't think they see it either. He didn't play much at all. He's mainly in minor leagues most of the year. I just, where's the power production? I mean, where
well,
is
O'Neill's got
all
kinds of power. And he's pretty good defensively.
So going into spring training, if you're giving Carpenter that job to lose, do you go into spring training as Edmund as one of your outfielders?
Edmund Fowler, could you imagine Edmund Fowler and Bader or Edmund Fowler Thomas? That to me
I'd take Edmund anywhere.
That to me is kind of
amazing. I think he's making a good point.
He said that Edmund would, the plan was to use him about the way they did this year, where he's all over the field. Wherever matchups are good, whoever needs a break, that's the beauty
but
of
it. But I would imagine his bat's going to be in the lineup more often than not.
Oh, I don't think so, yeah.
So, if they're indicating Carpenter's going to get every shot to be the everyday third baseman, then what Iggy's saying, I think, is accurate.
Well, I would think they would have to say Carpenter will be given every shot to be the third baseman, whether that really happens or not.
How much do they talk about Dexter Fowler? Different.
I don't think his name ever came up.
Huh.
I don't think it ever came up.
I mean, you want to talk about continuity.
So if we're playing, let's try to figure out what the thought process is at this moment. If they're talking about Edmund getting everyday presence and getting more opportunities at shortstop to take some of the games off of Paul DeJong, and Carpenter's going to get every shot at third base, and you know you have, well, at least theoretically, you have Colton Wong at second, unless he's a trade chip. And you know what you have at first base, then that means Tommy Edmund's playing in the outfield. And then they don't mention Dexter Fowler, so does that mean Tommy Edmund's in right field? Because you don't have a left fielder at the moment.
I don't know.
And what does that tell you about free agency? If they're giving all these young players a chance and they don't sign Ozuna, where's an opening?
Well, if I would imagine if they find a big hitting outfielder, they would still go after him. You would think, especially if they lose Ozuna, you'd almost have to do that. Maybe not through free agency, but a trade. They do seem to have more outfielders than they've got places to play them. Whether those outfielders can land you a middle-of-the-order type hitter, that's another argument. But they would have some trade chips there. But I'm sure Edmund will play somewhere.
Yeah.
Every day, probably. I don't think they wanted to use DeJong as much as they did, because they kind of feel like he may have worn down a little bit. And, you know, guys get hurt. They don't, certainly not going to have the same eight guys out there 150 times over the course of the year. The lineup changes almost nightly.
Yeah, but you like to keep the lineup intact.
Yeah, you would. But they mix and match.
And if everybody stays healthy and you start your lineup, let's just say you go Fowler, Edmund, and let's say Bader has a good spring.
Oh, man.
All right. Are you happy with that outfield? I'm happy with two of them.
Edmund and which other one?
I mean, Fowler didn't have a terrible year last year.
No. Not a great year, but much better than the year
you
before.
You just don't really
sure.
have a leadoff hitter. God, and outside of Matt Carpenter, but you wanted him down in the lineup. You haven't had a real great leadoff hitter for a while. And I think that's where it starts.
Think
and
they would trade Wong.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Either. You don't think so? That's what I'm reading between the lines on things.
I think he led the team in hitting and just won a gold glove.
I think they love him, too.
But it could be this is the time to sell. The value's at its highest.
Yeah.
And then use that to acquire a bat for the outfield.
I think the Bader regression really hurt him, because he had a really promising year in 2018. He hit some home runs, he stole bases, and you know how he plays defensively. They were, I'm sure, for good reason, really counting on him to be a presence out there for a long time. And then when next year when he comes up and he hits 2-0-something or other, that's a big letdown. That's a big hole now, big question mark.
And I'm sorry, that's why you don't go into this season banking on, you know, one position for a Rosarena, Carlson, Thomas. Because that could happen just as quickly as it did with Bader. And to rely on three guys who don't really have full major league experience. Carlson's a great player, but you don't know when he's going to be called up. And I just don't see that working. Now, I'm sure that they're smarter than us. I'm sure they have plans in place. But if you want to have those three guys for one position, I don't like the start of the season for them.
You think they should sign Bryce Harper?
No, Doug, I'm just saying, like, you know, there's options there.
Yeah. Well, to not have Ozuna in the middle lineup is a big deal.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't have his stats here in front of me because there's no way really to get somebody's stats anymore.
Correct.
I'll pull right
I think he hit. Didn't he hit 30 home runs?
29
and drove in 80 or 90.
89.
Yeah, that's hard to replace. That's a big bat.
And
right
it's almost
500
at bats too. I mean, that's.
Yeah.
I mean, all the people available, and there's more that I haven't looked at, but Castellanos is the guy I would sign. That's who I would like to see in the outfield.
Looks like him and the Cubs might reach a deal. That's what I worry about.
He's the question on him is defense, and for a team that focused on turning around defense and focused on run prevention, to have him out there, even though I like the fact that he did play third base up through 2017, defensively he is considered a liability. He had a hell of a few months in Chicago, though. Holy crap. Mm-hmm. He raked. So I like the third base slash outfield, but if the Cardinals or any other organization going forward go, yeah, he's just not a third baseman, and hell, we'd rather have him be a DH than an outfielder. That's the question there. I just wonder if because if you're looking at the Cardinal roster of who they'd be comfortable with trading, and I'm not saying they would necessarily want to trade Colton Wong, but just going, okay, there aren't a lot of pieces that teams really want, and here's a guy that just won a Gold Glove, and maybe we put Tommy Edman at second, but then the question is, how do you get games off of Paul DeJong? And now you're moving your chips really all in on Matt Carpenter at that point. And who can you utilize to get a bat for the outfield? That's what I wonder. That's why I'm throwing that out there. Not saying I think it's going to happen.
You know, I think they will hang on to Wong. I think they had a couple years where they kept saying, come on, come on. We know it's in there somewhere. This is not the player we thought you were going to be. And now he is. Now he's arrived. He solidifies the infield. He was a big reason why they went from one of the worst defensive teams in baseball to one of the best, if not the best, statistically. And he's hitting now. I think they'll hang on to him.
And a team-friendly contract. I don't know how many years is left in that deal he signed.
Yeah.
It bumps up to $10 million this year, I think.
Well, he'd be worth that based on the year he had this year.
I would agree.
Not in the past, but this year he would be.
Yep.
Guys, just like Goldschmidt last year, there's no better trade target than Mookie Betts. Eric in the Central West End, whose father you played Native American ball with.
I did, but if you're going to get one of the premier players in the game, you're going to have to cough up
a lot. Yeah, that package, I mean, you're going to have both sides of the fan, people that are happy to get Mookie and people that are upset that Gorman and Helsley and probably two more players are heading out with them.
Well, I think if you can get a player of that caliber, you go ahead and pull the trigger.
Doug, me and you are always on the same wavelength on this. I completely agree. Prospects with prospects. Mookie Betts is Mookie Betts.
There'll be a whole other draft class next year to try to restock.
My problem is, outside of like years of control, which is a big thing, like you want Dylan Carlson to reach a Mookie Betts potential. So, like, are you worried that in 3 years he's going to be Mookie Betts, but you're going to acquire him?
You'd know for sure that you have.
Yes.
I don't know that Dylan Carlson is going to be Mookie Betts just because
saying
we want him to be.
In a perfect world, you want, like, you know, you would like him to turn into a player like that. So yeah. Why worry about trading him to get a player like that? My point.
Yeah. You would think with all the success some other teams have had with really young players now that the Cardinals may be more likely to give their top minor leaguers a shot earlier in their career. Now, just because Juan Soto tears it up at 20 and Acuna does the same thing at, 20, that doesn't mean your guy's going to do it also, but it does mean it is possible to bring guys up and let your best players in the minors be some of your best players in the major leagues at a very young age.
Mm-hmm. But then you have to start paying them.
Well, you're going to pay anybody who makes it to the major league.
But my point is, a lot of times the Cardinals will not bring somebody up because they don't want their clock to start.
Well, at that point, just do what you do with DeJong and Carlos and buy out arbitration years and give them $10 million a year when on the market a few years down the road they'd be worth, you know, $18 to $20 million a year. You know, you buy out those crap years and give them $8, $10 million a year. I mean, I just say play whoever. I mean, if Dylan Carlson can win you games, regardless if it's April or not, those games matter just as much as they do in, you know, June, July, September, October. I mean, they're all important. So if he's going to get you wins, you start and you play him. He has to be a better option than what they have currently.
Bill DeWitt said yesterday they had the 6th highest payroll in baseball and the 11th highest revenues. So to complain about the Cardinals not spending money, I just don't think is fair.
No, it's never been fair.
They spend it.
may not spend it wisely at times, but they spend it.
Every team gets burned from time to time. Every team has got a contract or two. They go, what in the world were we thinking with this? And then they've got a couple other players that are performing beyond their contract. You would hope.
The Carpenter extension is beyond. It was confusing in the moment, and now it is an albatross. Ideally, somehow magically, he has comeback player of the year stats in 2020, but my God. Remember, yeah. I remember you get those emails, I assume, when the Cardinals send out press releases. Mm-hmm. We're getting that. Because it was one of those things. Cardinals are having a press conference. People are like, wonder what it's going to be, And then you get the email. What in the hell are they doing? What's the reason for this? But, Doug, the holidays are approaching.
Yeah,
Plowhawk. You have a Texas cinnamon roll? I thought you made a sound.
No, it was a great transition.
No, it was.
It was okay.
What was wrong with it?
The transition was fine.
Plowhawk thought it was great.
Okay, go with it.
The holidays are approaching. Oh, I didn't like my pitch there.
No.
The holidays are approaching. That was really good. The holidays are approaching. And you might be thinking about how you're going to save some extra money. Well, I've got a way that maybe you haven't thought of. Consolidate your high-interest credit card balances to a lower rate and save with LightStream. Get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay, much lower than the national average interest rate of over 20% APR. Plus, your fixed rate, your rate is fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your low rate won't budge. There are no fees, and you can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. Now, just for our listeners, apply to get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/McKernan. That's LightStream.com/McKernan. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/McKernan for more information. That will close out our appliance discounters 7 o'clock hour. On the other side of the break, Benjamin Albright on the program yesterday on the Chargers in St. Louis, and then Dean Spanos made a statement that left it open to interpretation. We'll have that for you. Well,
it sounded like they could be here next fall.
Thank you. We'll have that for you next on the Ryan Kelly Morning After.
This episode is brought to you by Zelle. Whenever you're sending money through an app or online, it's important to do it safely. Here are a few helpful tips. First, always make sure you know and trust the person you're sending money to. Second, confirm you have entered their contact details correctly. And finally, if you don't trust the person, or your recipient is rushing you to send money right away, think twice before sending money through an app or online.
GEICO asks, how would you love a chance to save some money on insurance? Of course you would. And when it comes to great rates on insurance, GEICO can help. Like with insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, and RV. Even help with homeowners or renters coverage. Plus, add an easy-to-use mobile app, available 24-hour roadside assistance, and more, and GEICO is an easy choice. Switch today and see all the ways you could save. It's easy. Simply go to GEICO.com or contact your local agent today.